I know that was more geared towards the youth, but it's the same for all of us. Are we representing Christ how we should be? This morning, we actually have a change in our main passage of Scripture. It is James chapter 3, verses 9 through 12. And if you are able, I encourage you to stand as we read God, in honor of reading God's Word. James chapter 3, beginning with verse 9. It says, "With the tongue we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in God's likeness. Blessing and cursing come out of the same mouth. My brothers and sisters, these things should not be this way. Does a spring pour out sweet and bitter water from the same opening? Can a fig tree produce olives, my brothers and sisters, or a grapevine produce figs? Neither can a saltwater spring yield fresh water." You may be seated. Today, we're going to answer the question of why consistency is crucial in the life of a Christian. And I'll give you the answer right now. It's because inconsistency means that something or someone cannot be trusted. And so we're going to talk about the importance of the consistency in the life of a follower of Jesus. But let's pray before we jump in. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We pray that the service so far has been honoring and pleasing to you. Father, may the words of my mouth be what you have for your people here at Jonesboro Heights today. Father, help us to see how being consistent in our character brings honor and glory to you. We love you, we thank you, we praise you. It's all this we pray in your precious and holy name. Amen. Consistency is crucial. It affects so many things in our everyday life and things that we may not even realize. It's confusing and frustrating when things are not consistent. You think you're getting one thing, but then you get something completely different. Here's just an example that I love. How many of you prefer Starbucks over Dunkin' Donuts? I used to be on Team Dunkin' Donuts because in a previous job, I was traveling a lot. And so I was constantly on the road through all hours of the day and night. And so Dunkin' Donuts was usually my go-to because it was pretty simple. But here's the thing is I would start in Athens, Tennessee, and I'd be driving to somewhere like, you know, Knoxville, Tennessee or Chattanooga. And I would start in Athens. I would order one thing. And now y'all don't hate me for this. But I would order my pumpkin spice latte at Dunkin' Donuts. And then in Athens, and then, you know, of course, by the time I'm driving and I get to where I was going, well, I'd be ready for another one. And so I would end up getting another one at the Dunkin' wherever I was. And I would notice how drastically different these drinks were in flavor. It was kind of frustrating because you would expect from a national brand that there would be consistency, right? And so that was when I to switch over to Starbucks because I learned that they were a little more consistent. But the thing that broke the straw for me at Dunkin' was one day I ordered a half and half raspberry tea. What I meant was a raspberry tea with some half and half in it, right? What I got, it tasted straight up like half raspberry syrup and half tea. It was disgusting, tasted like cough syrup. That was the point that I switched to Team Starbucks. But as I've lived here in Sanford for a little bit, I have discovered Matilda's Coffee right there by K Jewelers and PetSmart. And now that is my go-to every morning. Unless I'm traveling, then of course it's Starbucks. My point in all of this is anytime I order a drink at Starbucks, I expect it to taste the same no matter where I'm going. I know exactly what I should be getting. And consistency matters. Dictionary.com defines consistency as the steadfast adherence to the same principles, course, form, etc. The condition of cohering together and retaining form, solidity, or firmness. Steadfast principles, course, holding together, and firmness. These are words that all throughout Scripture are used to describe our faith and conduct as believers. We'll look at some verses to see what I mean. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58 says, "Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the Lord's work, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." Psalm 119, 15 says, "I will meditate on your precepts," some translate as principles, "and fix my eyes on your ways." Acts 20, 24, "But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." Colossians 1, 17 says, "And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together." Colossians 2, 5, "For though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the firmness of your faith in Christ." These words that define consistency are woven throughout Scripture, so it must be important, right? Specifically, in the life of the believer, consistency is vital because it means a person can be trusted. It means that the gospel that they preach with their words and actions can be counted on. Consistency in our character has so many implications. Now, last time I did something called Pastor Nick's Takeaway of the Week, and so I'm going to share that with you all today, once again. The takeaway of the week is this: be a person of consistent character, a person who reflects the name of Jesus, someone who draws others closer to Jesus and not pushes them away. Let's see what John the Baptist has to say about consistency of our Christian character. We turn to Matthew chapter 3, beginning with verse 7, where it says, "When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, 'Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Therefore, produce fruit consistent with repentance. And don't presume to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you that God is able to raise up children for Abraham from these stones. The axe is already at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that doesn't produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire." That's pretty intense, isn't it? Why did he say all of this to the Pharisees? It's because they lacked consistency in their character. Their outward obedience and appearance said one thing, but their hearts were so far from God. Their lives behind the scenes did not match up with what they displayed to the world. In essence, John said that God would rather raise up believers out of the stones rather than having the gospel tarnished by pride, inconsistency, and lack of integrity. Producing fruit that is consistent with repentance means you live in such a way that lines up with a transformed heart. The words you say and the actions you do are consistent with the conditions of your heart. The Pharisees and Sadducees missed this point, and they hurt God's people. Again, this brings home the point that consistency means that something or someone can be trusted. Let's see how this applies to you and me. Would you agree that right now our world is very chaotic? There are so many inconsistencies, and people are confused, frustrated, and overwhelmed. An influencer on social media tells you to do one thing, and another person at school or work tells you to do the opposite. Or, for our kids, maybe your parents ask you to do one thing, but your friends tell you to do another. You're being pulled in so many different directions, it's exhausting. But you know who is always consistent? Always faithful? Always there? The same yesterday, today, and forever? Church, who is that? Jesus. We're going to listen to some more scripture references to see how consistent God is. These are summaries. Malachi 3:6 tells us that the Lord does not change. 1 Samuel 15:29 tells us that God does not lie or change his mind because he is not a human. How incredible is that? God will not change his mind about how much he loves us. Amen? Psalm 102:27 tells us that the Lord's years will never come to an end, which means he remains forever. He is always going to be there for us. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 tells us that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Are we starting to see a trend here? Now let's take it one step further and talk about you and me as followers of Jesus and how we should be characterized by consistency. Genesis 1:27 tells us that we were made in the image of God. God is consistent, and so therefore our original design was intended for consistency. Have you ever been through a tough time? Did you have a close friend or family member who was able to be there with you and walk you through it? Hopefully, their consistency in showing up when you needed them helped you through it. Y'all have heard me talk so many times about Rev, or Dave Wilson. He is what I call my wise old owl. He has been that consistent person for me for 9+ years. This is why I could imagine nobody better to be my best man in my wedding than Rev. He has always been there for me. He has been my rock. He has been the guy that I go to when I need to talk through things. And he has been that person who has always had a word from the Lord for me. That's consistency. I'll tell you of another time. My friend and I were paddle boarding one afternoon when a storm came up. We didn't make it to land before the storm hit. And suddenly, we were being pushed by the heavy rain, the wind, and the waves. We needed an anchor, something to keep us safe and stable until the storm passed. Fortunately, there were several boats anchored nearby. We paddled as hard as we could to get to the nearest boat and held onto the side of it until the storm passed. If that boat had not been there, I don't know what we would have done. In the same way that my friend and I needed an anchor in that storm, you and I need an anchor for when tough times hit. God is faithful and consistent. He is our rock and refuge in times of trouble. As followers of Jesus, we can be an anchor for others who are experiencing hard times. We can be a consistent source of hope that points them to God, the ultimate anchor in the storm. How can God use you to be an anchor for someone else? I want to circle back to our opening scripture as we close out today talking about consistency. James chapter 3, beginning with verse 9. With the tongue we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse who are made in God's likeness. Blessing and cursing come out of the same mouth. My brothers and sisters, these things should not be this way. Does a spring pour out sweet and bitter water from the same opening? Can a fig tree produce olives, my brothers and sisters, or a grapevine produce figs? Neither can a saltwater spring yield fresh water. James emphasizes consistency through practical examples, springs and fruit trees. He reminds us that inconsistency is frustrating and deceiving. It causes others to be uneasy around us. If our attitude and behavior are inconsistent and unpredictable, people never know what they're going to get. Just like he said, these things ought not to be this way. We hurt people when we are not consistent in our character. It's our job as believers to keep the unity of the Spirit, to reflect the heart of the Father, to adhere the values of the gospel, to stand firm in our faith and beliefs, to stay the course, and to stand together on the truths of the gospel. When we are not consistent, we tarnish the gospel and ultimately damage our testimony with those around us in the name of Jesus. Remember what Matthew chapter 3, verse 8 said? It said, therefore, produce fruit consistent with repentance. Produce fruit that is consistent with who you are in Christ. According to Galatians chapter 5, what would that be? That fruit would be love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Church, we need to be people of consistent character. People who reflect the name of Jesus. Someone who draws others closer to Jesus and not pushes them away. Let's pray. Father, forgive us for where we may fall short in this. Help us to strive to be consistent with the character that you have called us to be. Father, as we go out into this world, may the words that we have sang here today be lived out as we walk out those doors. May our actions and words line up with our beliefs. Let us not be like the Pharisees and Sadducees who Jesus called the whitewashed tombs. Perfect on the outside, but messed up on the inside. Father, I pray that we continue to draw people closer to you as we continue to live in our mission of embodying your presence to Sanford and the world. We love you, we thank you, we praise you. It's all this we pray in your precious and holy name. Amen. Church, let us be a people who are consistent in character. Maybe you have not started your relationship with Christ, so you don't know how to have the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I'd be more than happy to talk to you about that today. Perhaps you need to pray for someone. Perhaps you need to come to that fruit of repentance as John the Baptist called us to do. No matter where God is leading you this morning, I'll be up here to pray with you if you want. The altar is open as Scott leads us in our closing song. Won't you come?